Yeah, 1-2, 1-2. Yeah, that's right, that's right. 1-2, round of applause. Let's do it again. Round of applause. Yeah. That's right. You tune into the best kept secret. That's how we do. Right here on Excitement Radio. My name is Ben Hop. This is how I do. Best kept secret. This is where we showing love to artists, independent artists, unsigned artists, just new artists, just anybody that's doing music. You know, we get them on, we play their music, we talk to them, we interview them, we show them love, and you get to meet them and you get to know who they are. So I got to give a round of applause, number one, for my special guest that's in the building today. Rel2X in the building. Round of applause to you, my brother. Yes, yes. Good to see you here, man. Good to see you here. You know what I'm saying? You looking fresh. You know, he looking fresh, young boy. He ready to do it, boy. I see that. And of course, next to you is Mr. Steve. How you doing, sir?
Yes, yes. Steve Will Power in the building.
How you doing, sir? Good to see you.
Always happy new year.
I see you got that Mets jersey on. Yeah.
You already know.
There you go. There you go.
Gotta rep the Queensboro.
Yes. Always. Yes. So shout out to y'all too. And I see you got some young brothers in the building right there just chilling. So what's up to them? Let's do this. We're going to talk about the music. And we are live here if you want to call in. 305-749-6004. 305-749-6004. We are live here. If you want to call in, ask a question, you know, big up my brother right here. Whatever you want to do is request his music. Hey, we right here. So with that being said, let's jump into it. My brother, Rel2X, my brother, what got you into the music? Like, what got you wanting to do this? Because I think Steve sent me something that you, like a little bio that said you were playing ball or something, like you was playing ball.
Yeah, yeah.
So come on, talk to me.
So I was playing college football my freshman year at Valley State. It was a prep school in Orlando. I was going to go transfer to Johnson C. Smith in Charlotte.
Okay.
And I kind of was just like, I don't really feel like playing football no more.
For real?
Yeah.
Were you playing football like as a, like, what age you started? Like,
I started playing tackle in high school.
Okay, so
I played
okay.
football my entire life.
Okay.
But I know once I came back home, I didn't want to play football no more. So I was kind of just trying to figure out what I want to do. I didn't want to work a 9-to-5 the rest of my life.
Oh, okay.
So, you know.
Sound like half America.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I didn't want to work a 9-to-5 the rest of my life. So I kind of just try to find my own lane, trying to find something to do.
Okay.
And I think one day I just hit my boys up. I was like, yo, what if we book a studio session? Like, let's go make a song.
Okay, so you just, that was your idea.
Yeah, it's kind of just a risk okay. I took.
So you just to took, people calling already, is that somebody calling?
Yeah.
I saw the phone ringing, but so you just took a risk.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, the first
and
song
what happened?
I, first song I made was, that was terrible. I ain't.
Right.
Didn't release it nowhere, then nobody's ever heard it.
I made him take it down.
Yeah.
I made him take it down.
Okay, okay.
Made me take it down.
I'm going to keep it a buck with him, you know what I mean? Like, if I don't approve of the music, it's just not gonna move.
Right.
You know, so go ahead, finish up, Rouse.
So, you know, I hit up the
engineer. Now, wait a minute. What were you at the time when he did that to him? Like, what was the relation? Like, were you managing? Were you, what?
Well, it's my son.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I could see the resemblance, but.
Yeah, so, you know. He came to me and was like, yo, I'm gonna go see one of my friends in the studio.
Right, right.
And then he was just like, he came home and was like, yo, check your email. And I was like, what you mean? He said, I recorded a song. I was like, what you talking about? You recorded a song. And so I heard the song. I was like, yo, this ain't that bad. You know? And then so he came with another joint.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, yo, let's you know, it's 2023 now. We got DSPs. So we ain't got to go to labels, right?
We ain't got to go to labels. It's
so,
correct,
Ben Hop, you know, I've known you for a long time. Mm-hmm. And you know I know how to push some buttons.
Mm-hmm.
So I told him to push those buttons, you know, and then he dropped the first single with Dream On.
Yeah.
I let him speak on that kind of light single.
Yeah, so kind of just.
We're gonna get it that, but when you sent it to Dad, the music.
Yeah.
What was your thought about sending it to Dad? Because you know Dad was like into the business, into the music.
I know he's done some stuff with
okay,
the game, so
you know. Okay. Right. I want people to understand the background. That's why
he ran Cypher House when I was probably in like middle school.
Correct.
So I know he's dabbled in the game, you know, reggae world, all that stuff.
Right.
And it was kind of like I sent it to him like, look, I don't gotta play football. I could do something else besides play football. I got something else that I have a different bag I can step into.
There you go. See, I want people to understand the background. Yeah. So you sent it. Okay, and then now that song you did.
Yeah, Dream On. So I hit up the engineer that I went to the first time.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, all right, I didn't use no auto-tune the first song I made. So I was like, how long it take to learn the autotune? He said, 2 hours. I said, okay, I'm going to book a 4-hour studio session. I came up with the hook in my room, and I kind of went to the studio, learned the autotune, did the hook, and I kind of just freestyled the rest of the verse.
So you just freestyled the verse. Right.
And I made Dream On. And
where you got the track from? Like, who gave you the track?
Shout out to Some of the Scientists. That's my engineer. So he gave me the beat for that song. I record at his studio all the time, New Wave Studio.
Okay, so you got the beat from him, and you just...
Yeah.
And freestyling, when you say freestyling, was this like your first time writing?
No, because I write stuff in my notes all the time, just putting stuff together. But like I didn't write the verse at all. It was kind of just he played the beat, I had the hook already, and it was just all right. This fits here. Let me put this and kind of just punching in on the beat.
Okay, punching in on the beat.
Yeah.
Okay. So this was like a natural for you, natural thing.
It felt real natural.
Okay, yeah. That's good. No, that's good. Listen, some people. Some artists may take months, years just to develop, you know, their writing skills. But if that's something that came natural to you, that's great. Okay. So after that experience, what happened after that? Like, once you recorded it, what was the next move for you on that?
So the next move was kind of just like, all right, I think I went out to eat with my boys. And we was like, all right, we got to find a cover art now.
Okay.
Found a cover art for it. And it was just... All right, next step is when we want to release this. How are we going to release this?
Now, let me ask you, while you was doing this, were you checking back with Dad at the time and saying, Dad, step by step, you was going, Dad, this is where we at now.
I sent him the cover. I was like, do you approve of it? He's like, yeah. And I was like, all right. So now I was kind of just trying to figure out how to release it. And I stumbled upon DistroKid.
Released
it through DistroKid. That was the first song I want to say.
That's good.
Around, like,
I use TuneCore, but, you know, it's the same.
We dropped it March last year. And, It was a light record, but then like I said, he would go every week, and he'd be like, "Yo, Dad, check your email," and he'd be like, "Four more songs, five more." Every session was 4 or 5 songs.
Yeah,
I've known this kid my whole life. I've never seen him so efficient. So
that's what I'm gonna ask you as a dad. Like you said, you know, he was playing football. All of a sudden, now he's telling you, "Dad, I'm gonna start rapping." It's like, where this came from?
That's what I thought, you know, and maybe it's the background of me doing all these different things in the business, low key. I work in advertising and marketing, so he sees that, you know, we grew up around this, Ben Hop. I mean, your platform, that's why I wanted to come to you first, because I want to give you your flowers.
Thank you, sir.
You know what I mean? Like, a lot of cats is doing it out here, but you've been doing it, bro.
Thank you, sir.
And you support young artists.
Yes.
And so, you know, I called you out the blue yesterday, bro. And I was like, yo, I got this record that I need to drop. Spring break is coming. We're going to talk about that later. But like I said, his work ethic is crazy, man. He recorded, and I'll let him say it, he recorded 30 songs in 1 year.
Wow. Yeah. And all of this, let me ask you, all of this was, is it mostly freestyle, or did you actually sit down and kind of write?
There's some songs, I want to say like maybe 50% of the songs out of the 30. There's written. I read.
Okay, so you have the traditional like rap book, and you know, write down it.
Yeah, I got it in my phone. So
okay. I forgot. Y'all new school.
Yeah, they don't do the rap.
I still got the rap book. I got the rap book, but I forgot. Y'all put it in your phone.
I got it in my phone. And, you know, the two people I got with me today, they've been with me damn near every studio session. If not, they missed maybe like two.
That's good. Yeah, Matt, all right.
Every music video they've been in, my boys since day one, basically.
Nice. Let's do this. We have 3 songs.
Yeah.
All right. Now, the one we going to be pushing is the one with Mike Spiff, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So we'll keep that last. But the other two, you sent me 2 other joints. So let's do this. Let's play them. And let's get people, you know, let's let the people hear how you sound. But which one would you like for me to blast off first?
Shit, since I was talking about my day ones, might as well just
play the day ones. There you go. Now, is the day ones basically the meaning of the song, like talking about?
Yeah, just basically paying homage, like, you know, to all the people that's been with me since I started this journey, since high school, since middle school, since I picked up this game. I, you know, everybody that's on the cover has been with me since day one. Never left my side.
Day one. That's right. And you know what? It's hard to find those nowadays. So if you do have day ones and you still have them to this day, that's a blessing.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so let's do this, man. Let's jump into it. It's called, you know, go ahead and blast it off, introduce it. We jump into it. We'll come right back.
Yeah, it's Day One by Route 2X. Let's get it started.
All right, let's do it. We'll be right back. Y'all tune in. Keep it.
Niggas always asking me, like, why your circles? Shit, I only fuck with niggas that be with me from day one. I mean, them last life niggas, like,
why I go hard. Should die in that pen, I be walking the go-yard. I'ma reach my dream, I promise it's not too far. Oh, I'ma reach my dream and I promise it's not too far. I'ma reach my dream and I promise it's not too far. And I promise it's not too far. And I promise it's not too far. Day one, niggas only ones I hang with. We don't fuck with niggas steady, try to fake shit. Vince my blood, so you know we don't play shit. We don't fuck with niggas lacing up them fake kicks. We be in that cash, so you know we finna race it. I'ma like this one, I might just have to face it. And I promise we gon' make it. I'ma reach the top, there's no debating. That's why we hop out them lamb trucks. Smelling like some damn runs. They try to hit me like I am one. But you know my niggas ain't 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 one. Day one, niggas the reasons why I go hard. Should die in that pen, I be rocking the go-yard. I'ma reach my dream, I promise it's not too far. Oh, I'ma reach my dream and I promise it's not too far. I'ma reach my dream and I promise it's not too far. And I promise it's not too far. And I promise it's not too far. Then my niggas from the sandbox hop out all black in them lamb trucks. She fuck with us cause of the big bucks. Nigga, we don't care, we don't give no fucks. Nigga, we ain't scared, we be moving untouched. They be hating and they don't really know us. We just some broad niggas, we be throwing foes up. Young nigga and I fucked around and glowed up. Day one, niggas the reasons why I go hard. Should die in that pen, I be walking the go-yard. I'ma reach my dream, I promise it's not too far. Oh, I'ma reach my dream and I promise it's not too far. I'ma reach my dream and I promise it's not too far. And I promise it's not too far. And I promise it's not too far. Day one, niggas the reasons why I go hard. Should die in that pen, I be rocking the go-yard. I'ma reach my dream, I promise it's not too far. Oh, I'ma reach my dream and I promise it's not too far. I'ma reach my dream and I promise it's not too far. And I promise it's not too far. And I promise it's not too far.
That's right, my brother. Rel 2X right there.
Yeah.
It's called Day Ones, that's right. Best Kept Secret, Ben Hop. Yeah. Round of applause. Round of applause, my brother.
Thank you.
You got that like that new wave flow of the rappers that are doing it now. Who you sound like? You sound like some of these. I'm an old school DJ, so I know all the old school names, but some of the new names, who'd you say?
I mean, I get my influences from like A Boogie.
Okay, Polo A Boogie, G, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, okay.
Rod Wave, 2C, but I mean, I feel like I sound.
What I mean by that is, and I always say this on my show, like when I get music, and I say you sound like the new, like you got what's going on. In other words. With the new style of music that's going on, like say me as a DJ, yeah. I would be able to mix your music with theirs and you would fit right in. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. unlike, like say if it was a rapper that was doing like say something totally different, yeah. It'd be harder for a DJ to mix that in with what this younger generation is into. You know what I'm saying?
Now, so, I feel you 100%. Matter of fact, I got a funny background story on this record, right? So. I went to Rel and I was like, yo, I want you to make a record about your day ones because he knows my inner circle. And shout out to my high grade family. They've been with me since day one, you know what I mean? So, like, I'm talking, I got dudes with me from third grade from Far Rock still with me.
Exactly.
I got dudes from ninth grade when I moved here from New York still with me.
Still with you, right.
And I gave a hook and everything. He just...
There you go.
And came up with his own concept for it and flipped his own... You know,
listen.
I gave him some of that old school boom back hook, and he was just like, "All right, I'll do it my way."
Exactly, and that's what I'm trying to say. Like, and that's what people don't understand. Like, I do hear a lot of people saying, "Oh, you know, the young guy." I say, you gotta think about when we was doing rap music. Our parents looked at our music as like, "What's that y'all doing?" You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So this is the wave. So when I say you fit in, that's what I mean by that. Like, you fit in with you sound like. Like if I'm doing a set and I'm playing an 8 Boogie, I'm playing one of the, yeah. I could mix yours in. They ain't gonna miss a beat, man. It's gonna be, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So that's good. So that's some of your influences, right?
Yeah.
Who would you like to work with if you had the opportunity? Like anybody in the game, whether it be producer, rapper, anybody. Who would you like? A singer, R&B, anybody. Who would you like to work with? A
rapper is probably like 2C, Rod Wave.
Okay. Okay.
A Boogie, Polo G. Those are definitely my top four like artists I want to work with.
Okay.
Producers, Metro.
Okay.
Take Heave.
Uh-huh.
You know, just singers, probably, Giveon.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah. So, yeah, you know, that could happen, though. You know what I'm saying? Sure. That's not far-fetched now, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that could happen, you know, so keep doing what you're doing. While you've been recording, have you learned anything, like, I know this is like, you say this is your first interview. Yeah. Have you learned anything in this whole music business? I know Dad could probably tell you a lot of shit that he learned, a lot of shit that burned him back in the days and stuff. What have you learned so far that you can say, you know, you could share to some of these young cats that's doing it?
I mean, just like make sure you got a presence. You can't try to get into this game without having some type of presence. And my thing is like, I know it's a hard game to get into. But I'm going to force myself in. So no one's going to stop me from getting into this game.
I like that.
I'm going to get a deal. I'm going to get whatever I need to get into this business. And it's going to happen by any means necessary.
Oh, Dad. What's up with that, Dad? What you doing over there, man?
I mean, we all...
You training them right.
Yeah, and I just want to be clear because, you know, there's a lot of capping going out there. Like, we're not claiming we from the hood.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying? We rocking Western Broward County to the
correct,
fullest. You know
correct,
what I mean?
Correct.
Shout out Pembroke Pines. Shout out Weston Plantation.
That's my neighborhood, Pembroke Pines.
You know what I mean? Like,
Weston for sure.
You know what I mean? And like, he walks around Weston right now and he's getting known. And, like, the marketing strategy, I'm not going to give out my whole book, but we got to start where you at.
There you go.
If you ain't going to start where you at, then how you going to blow up everywhere else?
There you go.
So, you know, we... That's why I changed my name to Coach P now. I'm Coach.
Ah,
you know what I mean?
Listen.
I'm just, you know, he's Patty Mahomes. I'm Andy Reid.
Sure.
And you know what? I think in this game, and like you just said, Ralph, I think a lot of young cats, they think that just doing the music is that's all they got to do.
Yeah,
no. You got to do a lot. And you got to be out there. You got to be working the streets. And what I mean working the streets, I mean like... But I mean, you got to be out there. You got to grind that pavement. Like, you got to pound that pavement.
Promote yourself.
You got to promote yourself. You got to use that social media. You guys have something that a lot of the older rappers did not have, which is the social media monster that you guys can utilize. And also, like, the streaming platforms. Like, you could go to a DistroKid, you know, a TuneCore, and get your stuff. And this is what I hear a lot of artists say. Let me ask y'all your opinion about that. And I'm going to ask you, Rel, your opinion, because I know a lot of artists say that, you know, when they have their music on these streaming platforms are really not paying them that type of money. Like, how do you look at it when you utilize these platforms?
I look at it, well, as like, yeah, right now you're not getting paid that, but eventually you are. So, like, I know that I just got to wait my time, and my time's going to come. So I'm not really worried about how much Spotify paying me, how much Apple Music paying me right now, but I know eventually that shit will come with it. So.
There you go. See? Hold on. Let's see who this caller is. Listen, caller, you live. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Yo. This Uncle K, K-Ro CEO. What up?
What up, Uncle K? What up?
Uh-oh. Got the fam calling. What's up, Uncle K? What's up?
You already know. Yo, I just want to say big props, Rel 2X, doing this thing. You know what I mean? Proud of you, bro.
Appreciate it.
Shout out to my day one, though, Steve Willpower.
Oh, there you go.
He's still Steve Willpower.
Yeah, no doubt. Shout out my man K in Minnesota. You already know the vibe is. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we cold like Minnesota out here. The blizzard going on.
All right. I appreciate you.
Appreciate you, K, man.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, I'm always in the cut somewhere. You already know.
Peace.
All right, my brother. All right. Oh, man.
Doing your thing, man.
For sure.
All right, no doubt.
Yeah, man, that's awesome. Awesome. If y'all want to call in, don't forget the number is 305-749-6004 if y'all want to call in.
Ben Hop, also want to shout out you see two cats at Roland, right?
Yes.
These are like my digital marketers, bro. They out there.
They got a young team.
They retweeting, we hashtagging, we building,
you know.
That's
what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
Now, so, actually, I want to shout out my entire team. You know, We got K over here.
K, what's
JD,
up? Jay.
Back home, we got HG, Hayden, Fabrizio, Jalen, Alex, Dino. That's my entire team. And then got my boy Jordan, who's on the record, Crash the Party with me.
See, let me tell you something. I like that. I really like that. And that's what people don't understand. I think that's what a lot of artists don't understand also. You need to surround yourself with a good team. People that know what position to play. It's like a baseball team. right? Yeah. You got a person playing first base, second base, shortstop, outfield, the catcher, the pitcher. Everybody plays a role for that team to win. And that's what I'm saying. So it sounds like that's what you got. Yeah, like you got a team.
Everybody got a role and we got a coach.
There you go. And that's what I'm saying. And that's what you need. And that's definitely the formula for success. Like that's definitely. So I like that. Oh, man, that's awesome. I like that. So we got this other song.
Yeah, Tinted Windows.
Tinted Windows. Talk to me about this one. What's up with that one?
So like, what I was going through with this song is like, I put something in my head. It was like, he told me this a while ago. I remember when I had glasses. He was like, I ain't had glasses no more. He's like, just put, you have sunglasses on, nobody can see your pain. So I kind of flipped it and was like, I was going through them things with my ex, so I was like, I flipped it. It was like tinted windows. Nobody can see your pain when you're behind tinted windows.
Ah, man. See, you getting deep on us too, boy. I see that. You getting deep on us too. Okay, so let's go ahead and blast this one off. Go ahead and introduce it, and we'll blast it off.
Yeah, this is Route 2X, and you guys listen to Tinted Windows. Let's go.
Let's do it.
What you cooking?
Tinted windows on Suburbans. Right around, but we ain't swerving. Head so deep, I might need surgery. Sometimes that shit be hurting me. 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 Tinted windows so you can't see me. This gon' take some time for you to reach me. Left my heart with that girl, so you know there ain't no hurting me. I opened up about my pain, so please don't you worry about me. Laid in the dark, so you can't see through me. Tinted windows on Suburbans. Right around but we ain't swerving. Pain so deep I might need surgery. Sometimes that shit be hurting me. 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 Look me in my eyes and tell me what you see in me. Just wanna be in my ride, just to be with the guys. I told her don't think twice. Baby, you are mine for just one night. Our time. Tinted windows on Suburbans. Right around but we ain't swerving. Head so deep I might need surgery. Sometimes that shit be hurting me. 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 Tinted windows on Suburbans. Right around but we ain't swerving. Head so deep I might need surgery.
That's right, that's right. Well, 2X.
Yeah, yeah.
It's called Tinted Windows. Yeah, yeah. Hold on, let's get this call. Let's get this caller. Caller. Caller, you live. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hey, it's Lucas Walker from South Florida, Sunrise.
You, I'm sorry, hello, say that again. Kind of, what did you say? Say it again.
Lucas Walker from South Florida, Sunrise.
Oh, what's going on? How you doing?
What's up, Lucas? What's up, what's up, what's up?
She was hype on the phone. You enjoying, you hearing this young man on the mic right here? Hello, did she hang up on us?
Yeah.
All right, call back, sweetie. You was coming in kind of hot, so I was trying to get the volume right on you. But call back, sweetie, 305-749-6004. If you want to call in, shout my brother out, Rel2X right here. If you want to shout him out, talk to him, ask him questions, whatever, you know, big him up, you know, call in right now. We are live here. Also, if you want to see us live, you could actually see us live by going to Excitement Radio. You know, if you have it on your phone, just put Excitement Radio on your phone. You'll see us live. You'll see my brother here. You'll see me. Steve here, everybody here, man. The coach here, we got the coach here, and coach, we got the team here. You know what
coach,
I'm saying?
Coach P is in the house.
Coach P in the house, and the team is in the house. So let me ask you. I heard you say earlier with the reverb. Are you using the reverb on this? Did you say the reverb?
Yeah.
Okay, because it sounds. I don't really hear it as much as the. You know, because I know some artists may use it a little more than others.
Yeah.
I don't hear it as much on that. But okay, that's good. What I was gonna ask you is. Hold on. Let's get this caller. Caller, you live. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hello.
Yes. How you doing?
Hey, this is Lucas Walker. This is me from last time.
Yes, who are you going to speak to?
Lucas Walker, South Florida.
That's my nephew.
So nephew, yeah.
Cousin.
He's my cousin.
Oh, you want to speak to your cousin? Okay, how you doing? Yeah, he's here. Talk to him.
I'm good.
Okay.
I want to say hi to Route 2X. I want to say thanks to representation in South Florida in the rap game.
Okay.
Appreciate you, nephew.
Appreciate
it. All right. Yeah. Nephew hype. Okay, thank you, nephew.
Your nephew real hype, huh?
Yeah.
It's funny nowadays when Thanksgiving roll around and we play music and, you know.
What happened?
Like, you know, my mother-in-law is Puerto Rican, so she be like loving the music and she like dancing salsa to the music and everything, and it's just like it's a crazy look now. Like,
right.
Like they started treating him a little differently. Like I'm still treating him the same, you know, but
they treat him like a star, right? They're over there like, hold on, man, he's a star now. We gotta give him his plate first. He gotta eat first.
So
that's funny. Okay. Wait, let's get this caller. Caller, you live, what's your name? Where you calling from?
Hey, my name is Carlos. I'm calling from Washington.
Okay.
Yo, what up, Carlos? What up, Carlos?
What up, Carlos? How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. I just heard the artist. I think it's Rel.
Yeah, that's Rel. He right here.
No, I'm telling you, man. Oh, bro?
Yeah, he right here.
What up?
Yo, what's up, bro? Yo, let me tell you something, bro. It's fire, bro. It's some heat. I'm telling you.
I appreciate that.
You gotta keep going, bro. When's the next single coming out?
Definitely real soon.
Hey, man, you asking my questions, man.
Nah. Nah, man, I gotta tell you, it's fire, bro. I love it. I love the music, bro.
Hey, I appreciate it. Shout out to the city of Weston, man. Thank you for calling.
All right, Dolly,
take it easy, man.
Take it easy.
You see what I'm saying, Ben Hop?
City of Weston is loving, boy.
Yeah, we getting love in the city, bro.
Listen, I was gonna ask, have you done any shows yet in the area yet? No?
Nah, no shows yet.
What do you have planned?
I know I got my album coming out real soon.
Okay.
I'm going to become called Painting My Dreams.
Okay.
That's coming out probably late summer. I want to say summer.
Yeah. About the summer?
Yeah.
So you're going to be working on trying to get some shows?
Yeah,
trying to be seen, right?
Most definitely.
Right. How do you have the show plan? Like, what is your vision for getting on stage?
I mean, my vision, I know, obviously, I got my catalog of music that I want to perform.
Okay,
obviously,
right.
Definitely go out with Tinted Windows,
uh-huh.
Crash a Party. Would love for, you know, Mike Smith and Jordan to be there with me if I had to perform that song.
Right.
You know, just having my team with me and just kind of just rocking out, you know.
Okay. You're going to have, like, some, like, you know, a DJ on there, dancers on there. Like, you're going to have some routines and stuff. Like, you know, try to dress the stage up. You know what I'm saying? Because I think a lot of artists, you know, missed that part. Let me get this caller. Caller, you live. What's your name? Where you calling from?
It's HG. You know, I just want to talk to Rel real quick.
Yeah, go ahead. Hey, he's smiling over here, man.
Shout out HG, man.
This a day one?
Yeah.
Man, yeah. I just want to say I'm very proud of you, my boy. And I can't wait to see what you got from here on out. And you know the whole team going to rock with you no matter what, bro.
Appreciate it. You know, it's just one of the starting members of Last Life. That's my team. That's what we call ourselves, Last Life. And this has been my boy since shit, ninth grade. My quarterback and everything.
Wow. So y'all really connected, boy. Y'all connected real good.
That's my boy for real.
Locked in for life. Awesome.
That's good to have.
My boy.
All right, H.
Thank you. Oh, man, that's awesome. That's awesome to have, like you said, good support team. And I do feel like, you know, the artists of today, you know, you guys could definitely build your fan base to the point where, you know what I'm saying, that you really could, like you said, you could really make this a real big thing.
Yeah.
You know, because that's what it is. You know, I just want to just add this. Like a lot of old school artists, they would say, hey, you know, why don't, you know, we make more music for the old? But I'm like, if ain't nobody going to support it, yeah, you could put it out there. You may have your fan base, but you got to understand, this younger generation, they really support. Like, if you see a YouTube video of some of these young cats, yeah, they got million views on these YouTube videos because their generation will play that song a million times on YouTube. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If it's hot and that's what they into, they're going to show it love. Unlike the older folks, they don't want to do that. They don't want to do this. And they want. So that's what I'm saying. You have a lot of things at your fingertips now that can really, you know, boost your career and set you to that next level.
So,
you know what I'm saying? So that's good. What did we miss? Oh, somebody at the door? Oh, there you go. There you go. Oh, yeah,
like Chill J in the house. Chill J.
Chill J.
What's going on, bro?
He looked like Chill J, too, man. I don't even know. I didn't even know him, I would have called him Chill J, man. That's all.
So, back to the visuals, Ben Hop.
Yes.
So, our visuals actually gained a lot of traction on YouTube. Like
okay, that's what you said.
Actually, we're gaining more traction on YouTube than we are on Spotify and those other platforms. They're liking our visuals. Shout out to Sawed Off, who shot all three videos. He's shooting the next one.
You have videos for all these songs?
Yeah,
I gotta check them out, man.
Yeah, we definitely. Rel2x on YouTube. We heavy in Google AdWords, so that pops up right at the top.
Oh, man.
You know, so like I said, I'm coaching him, bro. Chill J. So, ill story about Chill J.
He's smiling
about,
too. I see him smiling.
Talk about day ones, right? So.
Oh, let me get your mic on. Let me hear you. What you said, dog?
I said I'm always just up there with the energy, you know.
All right, there you go.
So Chill J, his pops and me, we go back, back from third grade. Back from Queens, Far Rock. Shout out to Far Rock.
Right. Let me get this together.
And so,
right.
Once again, he heard Jarell was doing music. And he was like, "Yo," they went to the studio together. Rel comes home again, like, "Yo, check your email." And these two blasted off on two crazy records. And I'm like, okay, this record gets pushed up to the top of the list.
Okay.
And so this is the Crash the Party record I was talking about. So originally they recorded it together.
Right.
We dropped it real soft drop.
Uh-huh.
And then me and Rel was just talking one night about different things and how we could kind of, they from the suburbs, right? And I wanted to bring somebody from the hood.
Right.
So I reached into my bag and I hit up Mike Smith.
I was going to ask you, how did that come across?
Well, I know Mike Smith from about 7 years now. You know, when he was coming up, before he signed a Slip and Slide.
All right.
I actually brought him here, Ben Hop.
Right.
I brought him to the Cypher House and, you know, shot some videos for him and put him up on YouTube, got him going to where, you know, he's one of the headliners right now for Papa Keith's People Matter Tour. Shout out Papa Keith,
yeah.
You know what I mean? So I had Mike Smith with the record. He was like, yo. I effed with it. You know what I mean? I got
right.
you.
Right.
And so he sent us back the verse. And I was just like, yo, we gotta rush this to the market now. Spring break is coming. A lot of people going to be coming in town, Florida, partying. So this record is, you know, for the young kids and for Rel, like, he's still learning his wave.
Right.
And so this is one of his upbeat records. So I kind of had to put it out because I wanted something for, you know, we're doing a big production video.
Okay.
Shooting on March 18th.
Uh-huh.
I got Blur Media coming with the models. So I'll let them talk about the record since they're the ones that spit on it.
That was a good way of it getting it going. But yeah. Okay, that's so
another,
talk to me.
That's another one. That's kind of just like, he hit me up one day. Was like, yo, like, he knew I was making music. He's like, yo, you trying to go to the studio? I was like, shit, I'm going to the studio today anyways.
Uh-huh.
I was like, come get me. We'll go to the studio.
Okay.
I had wrote the hook for Crash the Party on my phone. I sent it to him. I was like, all right, I'm going to write my verse right now. You write your verse, and then we'll just see what happens. We go to the studio.
All right.
We got the beat from my boy Slim the Scientist.
Uh-huh.
I did the hook, did my verse, and then it's just, he did his verse, then, you know, song really completes itself. I think our sound just, like, we like a duo, kind of, like,
Shaq. Yeah, y'all like, came together. Kobe. Y'all came together well. Okay. Sure.
And the second song, even better. Like, it was natural for us. Like, it's like we've been doing this shit our whole life.
There you go. That's good. That's called a vibe. That's called a vibe, so. When you can vibe. What you want to add to that?
Man, I really think it's a vibe because, you know, we just got a lot of history together.
Right, right.
So. And, you know, when we got in that
studio, did y'all used to play ball together too? Or no.
We just grew up around
each
other.
Okay, so I grew up around
each other. More like a brotherhood type.
Yeah. Okay, okay, okay.
And then when we got into the studio, I mean, man, you know, the studio is like, it's like when dreams, where dreams, you could put your own dreams into the mic, kind
of. There you go. So there you
like,
go.
And then when I'm just connected with my bros, like, we go back, we got history, so it's like, you know, we could just gonna flow off each other.
Yeah. All right.
So. And then you're gonna hear it in the music, I ain't gonna lie.
Okay, okay. Y'all went to school together too?
Nah.
Or just
I mean, like he said, his dad is my dad's best friend.
So that's how y'all knew
so,
each
like,
other.
Yeah. I've known him since since the womb. So
there you go.
Yeah.
Wow. That's awesome. That's awesome when you could meet, like I say, people. You can actually, you know, deal with them. So that's good. That's good. And like I said, the mic split. When you heard Mike's verse on there, how did you feel?
I was at work, bro. Like, I was at work, and I called him instantly. I was like, yo, this shit is hard. He spazzed on the beat. Like, we need to drop this.
Nah, that brother's nice now.
Nah, I remember I seen him live. I had no clue who he was until I seen him live.
Right.
I seen him at a music festival during Super Bowl Sunday when he was in Miami.
And
he rocked the show, rocked it.
So that was nice when you heard that. You heard
that. I heard
you're like, damn, he on my record.
Shit.
Right?
Yeah. So
shout out Mike Smith. Happy birthday, Mike Smith. It's one day coming up. He's gonna be in the video too. We already locked that down. So like,
shout out to the whole OTM for real.
Yeah, shout out OTM.
Who's doing the treatments for the videos? Like, I wanna check them out, but who's doing the treatments on them? Like, how y'all come up with them?
You wanna speak on that?
Yeah, I guess I gotta speak on that. Well, locations, the first location of the video I came up with, the second location Rel came up with.
Okay, Rel.
Day ones, we kind of came collab together and came up with that location. We shot Day Ones in Weston, Weston Regional Park, because that's where they grew up playing ball. So we shot it out there. They paved the floors for us too, right? Nice and new. So the video looks nice and crispy on YouTube right now. Check that out. And then, Crash the Party, y'all just gonna have to wait and see, man. It's gonna probably come out April 1st. But my guy, Sawed Off, is dope with the visual. Shout out Sawed Off. He shot all three videos.
So he shot the videos.
Yeah, he shot and edited on videos. Oh, you know what I mean? He's crazy with it. So that's shout out to him. But yeah, man. But I want to get into this Crash the Party record because I think we might want to play it twice or something.
Oh, for sure.
You know what I mean? Yo, everybody, if you on Instagram Live right now, at Mike Smith, tell them that we got to drop this record. Yo, Rel, intro that record, bro.
Yo, this is Crash the Party featuring Till J and Mike Smith. Let's get it.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. You on the best kept secret. Let's go. Let's go.
Time to crash the party. Walk up in that bitch, already know my body. Yeah, I can feel my face, probably pop the molly, yeah. 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 Cause I got me feeling like a fucking zombie. Play with her mind, we gon' catch a body. Shh. We don't talk about it. We don't fuck a fact, I ain't tryna be indicted. Texting her my phone, she tryna eat my body. Stretch my body out like I do Pilates. She a bad bitch, yeah, she know for being naughty. Pop a nigga know, cause we doing slime. She pop a pill, so we bout to bring the freak about her. True up her nose, but it ain't no baby powder. He pop a perk, and I got him feeling like a coward. Go ghost on that bitch, but it ain't power. Pull up, time to crash the party. Walk up in that bitch, already know my body. Yeah, I can feel my face, probably pop the molly, yeah. 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 Probably pop the molly, yeah.
I'm off the gas, so you know we finna come crash the party. She ain't shaking no ass, she got some class, so you know I'm after shawty. Now we clashing bodies, just a real man, ain't no after shawty. Now she feel it in her skin, now I got her asking about me. Now she wanna kill a man while I got her hands around me. So I just keep doing my damn thing. My path got no limits, recreate my damn lane. This damn pain tastes good like it's champagne. Her damn fangs feel good on my damn veins. We love to lose, so we in love with this damn game.
Pull up, time to crash the party. Walk up in that bitch, already know my body. Yeah, I can feel my face, probably pop the molly, yeah. 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 Probably pop the molly, yeah.
ain't no maybe, ain't no probably. I done popped me a molly, she got me out my body. Y'all was locked, I can't do no talk, can't sweat no talk. Pat me a towel, on the dance floor for hours. Doing my thing, I'm just doing my thing. I'm just doing my thing, just doing my thing. Here looking for a bad bitch, my dick hard like a math test. Grab me a bitch, then whisper in the ear,
baby, let's go, get out.
We crashed the party, we eat perks and molly. Ain't even chrome Bacardi. Pass the shots to any and everybody. I ain't even gotta be invited, I just
hold up, talk to you.
Pulo Pagué.
Time to crash the party. Walk up in that bitch, you already know my body. Yeah, I can feel my face, probably pop the molly, yeah, yeah. Probably pop the molly, 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 yeah. That's like I'm be feeling like a fucking zombie. Play with a mind, we gon' catch a body, shh. We don't talk about it. We don't fuck with feds, ain't tryna be indicted. Texting on my phone, she tryna eat my body. Stretch my body out like I do Pilates. She a bad bitch, yeah, she know for being naughty. Wipe a nigga nose, cause we doing slime. She pop a pill, so we bout to bring the freak about her. Chew up her nose, but it ain't no baby powder. He pop a perk, and it got him feeling like a coward. Go ghost on that bitch, but it ain't power. Pull up, time to crash the party. Walk up in that bitch, you already know my body. Yeah, I can feel my face, probably pop the molly, yeah, yeah. Probably pop the molly, yeah. Probably pop the molly, yeah. Probably pop the molly, yeah. Probably pop the molly.
I'm off the gas, so you know we finna come crash the party. She ain't shaking no ass, she got some class, so you know I'm after shawty. Now we clashing bodies, just a real man, ain't no after shawty. Now she feel it in her skin, now I got her asking about me. Now she wanna kill a man, why I got her hands around me. So I just keep doing my damn thing. My path got no limits, recreate my damn lane. This damn pain tastes good like it's champagne. Her damn fangs feel good on my damn veins. We love to lose, so we in love with this damn game.
Hold up, time to crash the party. Walk up in that bitch, you already know my body. Yeah, I can feel my face, probably pop the molly, yeah, yeah. Probably pop the molly, 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 yeah.
Ain't no maybe, ain't no probably. I done popped me a molly, she got me out my body. Y'all was locked, I can't do no talk, can't sweat no talk. Pat me a towel, on the dance floor for hours. Doing my thing, I'm just doing my thing. I'm just doing my thing, just doing my thing. Here looking for a bad bitch, my dick hard like a math test. Grab me a bitch, then whisper in the ear,
baby, let's go get out.
We crashed the party, we eat perks and molly. Ain't even chrome Bacardi. Pass the shots to any and everybody. I ain't even gotta be invited, I just
hold up, time to crash the party. Walk up in that bitch, you already know my body. Yeah, I can feel my face, probably pop the molly, yeah, yeah. Probably pop the molly, yeah. Probably pop the molly, yeah. Probably pop the molly, yeah.
That's right,
probably pop the molly, yeah.
It's called Crash the Party. I like that, I like that, I like that. Round of applause, round of applause. What's my applause? There you go, right here. Round of applause. Yeah.
Appreciate it, appreciate it.
Your brothers yes. Rocking, man. Y'all ready for this for the summer, huh? Y'all ready for this?
Yeah, dropping everywhere on Friday.
Yes, sir. Definitely you could get it on all your streaming platforms.
So.
And then we're going to have some visuals, like I said.
Like around April.
About April.
Yeah, we were shooting a video March 18th.
That's good. So you guys are doing it, man. I see that you guys have your business together. You know, you guys, hey, just keep putting in that work, man. That's what you got to do. Like you said, if this was easy for everybody to do, Everybody would do it. 100%. So you gotta, like you said, you gotta stay focused, and like you said, you gotta have your, you know, your goals in place or what you want to reach, and then you'll definitely reach them. So, hot. Any last words you gotta say before we get out of here? Like, anything you like to say, to let people know, you know, what's up with you?
Yeah, I just want to say, shout out to Western Florida, shout out to Lice Life Records,
right?
You know, shout out to my team, you know, Painting My Dreams coming out very, very soon. I want to thank everybody for rocking with me. I rock with y'all if y'all rock with me. And yeah, that's pretty much it.
Like in Weston, do they come out on the streets like when you jamming it?
Nah, definitely.
They come out, you know. I know the neighborhood over there, boy. They be like,
I go to Chipotle and stuff. They go with my boys. You know, some people notice me. I get free food from time to time.
Oh my, see, there you go. The hookup. Yeah, let's see who this caller is before. Caller, you live. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Caller,
what's up?
Yeah, what's up, man? This is Lou calling in for Relax and Chill J.
Lou, what up?
What up, Unc?
What's going on? What's going on? You boys are doing it. You boys are doing it.
Yeah, sir.
That's good.
That's what's up. Yo, my boys got next. That's what's up.
There you go. There you go.
Absolutely. You boys go hard in the paint.
There you go. You got it. You got to. So. Yeah. Thank you for
keep
calling
grinding,
in.
Keep grinding.
Yes.
No problem. Keep grinding.
There you go. All
right.
You know.
All right. For sure. It's definitely a plus when you have people that support you and stuff. And like you said, you know, you got your peoples, you know, not only family, but you got, you know, friends and supporters that support you. So that's definitely a plus. Because in this game, you may see a lot of closed doors before you see a lot of open doors. Yeah, so definitely. you just got to stay focused and, like, don't let none. Like I say, at the end of the day, make music for your fan base. That's why I tell artists all the time, like, when you make music for your fan base. You ain't trying to.
I ain't trying to please nobody.
Right, you ain't trying to please nobody. Nah. You pleasing yourself and yourself. And your fan base will gravitate to what you do.
Yeah, that's one thing my team definitely do. They keep me on track. Definitely when I start slacking, they snap me back into it. Like, nah, you ain't been to the studio in a minute. What you doing? Go back. No, whenever I'm slipping, they put me back on the right track.
That's good.
And, you know.
You don't want a bunch of yes men around.
Nah, definitely not. And they'll tell me if a song is trash. They'll tell me what I need to fix, what lyrics need to be changed. They will rip on me if they need to. They don't care.
Right.
But they know I can take it, so they really.
And before we get out of here, I want to ask you that. Do you feel like a lot of the new wave, the new younger artists now, are a little too sensitive? If people tell them, I don't like this, I don't like that. You think they too sensitive?
I'm not going to speak of nobody else. I know I can take some criticism. So, I mean,
okay.
If you feel that any song that was dropped was trash, I know probably 100 more people think it's better than what you think it is. So, 100%. I know that I can take the criticism. So, if you think it's trash, it is what it is. That's your opinion. But I know I make great music, and I know my music speaks for itself.
Right, there you go. You can't listen to... Let's get... Boy, you got the lines blowing up. Caller, what's your name? Where you calling from?
Yo, this is Dino. I just want to talk to Gerald real quick and tell him the whole team proud of him. And we got you, bro. We behind you, brother.
Yeah, shout out Dino, man. That's another member of Last Life. That's my boy, you know, since high school. That's my guy. That's my guy for sure.
There you go.
Yeah, bro.
It's great.
All right, my boy. I'm going to let you go. I'm going to let y'all boys go. Have a good one.
Appreciate it, Dino.
Yeah, there you go. So that's great, man. Round of applause to you. Any last words? What you got to say?
I'll go last. I'll let Chill J go.
All right. Well, you know, Chill J till day, man. I say, I have a lot of great music coming up.
Yeah?
Sure. And we have a lot of great music coming up.
There you go.
I mean, it's going to be a summer full of great music, all right? So I say, just get your hips ready and get ready to club and party and dance a little bit.
There you go.
All right.
I like that. Tell them your social media also. Like, how do
my
you get
social
it?
Media is Chill J Gallery. I just changed it like yesterday. I'm not going to lie. So, yeah.
Okay.
Chill J Gallery.
Bro, give me your IG too.
Yeah, my Instagram is J5 Go Live.
There you go.
Yeah. So yeah, shout out to you, Ben Hop again.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
Like I said, like to recap, Painting My Dreams is the name of the album coming early summer.
Uh-huh.
Followed by Jordan's album, Chill J's album.
Uh-huh.
And then my goal is to get them to do a joint album together, and we're just gonna blow this thing off the roof.
There you go.
So, you know what I mean? So just look out. Rel2X on YouTube. Yo, we coming for y'all, man. Broward County, Western Broward County, Fort Lauderdale.
I like the fact that you're repping Western like hard like that. We can't let these callers not get heard. Let's get this caller. Caller, you lie. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Yo, this Corey calling in. Checking in for real.
Nah, what's good, Reggie? How you doing?
Yo, got a call in for my boys. What's up?
What up, Godson?
What up, Godson?
Yo, those two artists in the studio, they're the next thing. I'm telling you, they evolved. They got stuff the streets ain't ready for.
They ain't ready at all, vision.
Nah, they got the look, but I'm telling you, they look like some young go-getters right now, man. And they got the sound, so, you know, and then they got the team. They got all the ingredients to do what they got to do, man. So, I see big things for them.
I'm telling you.
Right.
They low key right now, but you got to check them out on Instagram and YouTube.
There you go. There you go.
Appreciate you guys, son.
Appreciate you, man.
All right.
Yeah, always got to check in love.
Much love. All right.
Yo, Ben Howe, we're going to bring that album to you first, bro.
We're
bringing that album to you first, bro.
Yes. And definitely, like, when I get off here, I'm going to definitely go check out them videos because I didn't even know you had videos for the first one, so I definitely want to check them out.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to seeing this one come out because this, you know, this is, like I said, this is the type of music I could mix with what's going on now if I'm DJing. And this is what I wanted to say. What you know, this is my opinion with a lot of things there. I think that a lot of times artists don't network with the DJs as much. Because they feel like social media is just what it is. Yeah. But you should make sure y'all network with a lot of DJs out here. Sure. You know, get with the DJs. Because what happens is, if I'm in a club and I'm DJing, right? Mm. Let's just say I'm doing a set, but I see you walk in. And I got your record. I'm like, yo, I got Rel2K in the building. I mix your stuff with it. Because, you know what I'm saying? I built that relationship with you.
Yeah.
That's why I think a lot of artists... that's a key right there. That
social media can only take you so far.
Social media can only take you far. You got to build those relationships. Yeah, relationships.
Like sometimes people don't realize relationships is equity.
There you go. You know? See?
There you go, Chill J. There you go, Chill J.
Smart brothers too, bro. I'm telling you, man. That's what I'm saying. So relationships go a long way, and that's what I'm saying. You walk into a building, you know, you building these relationships. You walk into a building, and they got your music. They definitely gonna show you love. They gonna shout you out, and that just opens the door for other people who maybe never heard of you. Say, well, who's this kid? And, oh, damn! Well, let me check him. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
So definitely keep doing what you're doing, man. Did we miss anything? I let you say the last words, right?
Yo, shout out to my whole high grade family. You already know what it is. All my day ones. You know what I mean?
Nope.
All across the globe, baby.
There you go. With that being said, we gonna bring that Crash the Party back. Yes, and make sure you keep it locked right here. Excitement Radio, man. Shout out to everybody that's in the building. Make sure you support my brother right here, Rel2X. Make sure you get at him. Follow him. Support him. Of course, the whole team here, make sure you get at them. Support them. But I ain't even got to say that because the phone line's still blowing up. But we got to go, man. It's time for us to go. But we go.
Shout out to the whole Last Life. Shout out to West Florida, go. Baby. Let's go.
Let's do it. Peace.
Peace.
Time to crash the party. Walk up in that bitch, already know my body. Yeah, I can feel my face, probably pop the molly, yeah. 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 That's like got me feeling like a fucking zombie. Playin' with her mind, we gon' catch a body. Shh. We don't talk about it. We don't fuck a fact, I ain't tryna be indicted. Textin' her my phone, she tryna eat my body. Stretch my body out like I do Pilates. She a bad bitch, yeah, she know for being naughty. Wipe a nigga nose, cause we doing slime. She pop her pills, so we bout to bring the freak about her. Chew up her nose, but it ain't no baby powder. He pop a perk and it got him feeling like a coward. Go ghost on that bitch, but it ain't power. Pull up, time to crash the party. Walk up in that bitch, already know my body. Yeah, I can feel my face, probably pop the molly, yeah. 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 Probably pop the molly, yeah.
I'm off the gas, so you know we finna come crash the party. She ain't shaking no ass, she got some class, so you know I'm after shawty. Now we clashing bodies, just a real man, ain't no after shawty. Now she feel it in her skin, now I got her asking about me. Now she wanna kill a man, why I got her hands around me. So I just keep doing my damn thing. My path got no limits, recreate my damn lane. This damn pain tastes good like it's champagne. Her damn fangs feel good on my damn veins. We love to lose, so we in love with the damn game.
Hold up, time to crash the party. Walk up in that bitch, already know my body. Yeah, I can feel my face, probably pop the molly, yeah. Probably pop the molly, yeah. Probably pop the molly, yeah. Probably pop the molly, yeah.
Ain't no maybe, ain't no probably. I done popped in money, she got me out my body. Y'all locked, I can't do no talk, can't sweat no talk. Pat me a towel, on the dance floor for hours. Doing my thing, I'm just doing my thing. I'm just doing my thing. On my day here looking for a bad bitch. My dick hard like a math test. Grab me a bitch, then whisper in the ear.
Baby, let's go, get out.
We crashed the party, we eat perks and mileage. Ain't even chrome, but Bacardi. Pass the shots to any and everybody. I ain't even gotta be invited. I just
hold up, time to crash the party. Walk up in that bitch, you already know my body. Yeah, I can feel my face, probably pause the money, yeah. Probably pop 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 the money, yeah.
Keep it tuned in, excitementradio.com, man.